This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Well, sometimes life is predictable.
Yeah?
Sometimes it is. Usually it isn't. Wouldn't you agree with that? Usually it's not.
It depends on the day.
From a grand scheme, I think it's not, right? What are all the sayings? You make plans and God laughs. And,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Best laid plans of mice and men.
Exactly. I mean, gosh, we could give examples from here until the end of time about how everyone's life unfolds in a different way. But certain days, you're right, incredibly, incredibly predictable.
Yeah.
The Giants striking out a billion times.
Sure.
Not scoring any runs. And Aaron Judge hitting one over the fence in his first swing of the season.
Oh, my God, dude.
Felt kind of predictable, didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it? Felt kind of predictable.
And who would have thought that maybe they should have approached it differently? Oh, that might have been me who said, go ahead and square him up in the rib cage. Instead, oh, here's a cookie. Here's a cookie, Arson. Go ahead and hit this one out.
Can I ask you a legitimate question?
So weak,
can
dude.
I ask you a legitimate question?
The worst way to start the season. Ask away, Mark. Already mad today.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm trying to get over it.
I asked you a legitimate question.
Go ahead, Mark.
Because I've heard this in 100 places. Look, did it earlier today on Twitter.
Thank you.
He is America's foremost social media performer, by the way.
I have him muted.
Matt Nahagian. He has
muted.
12 followers. You should check him out.
Wow.
Anyway, he did it too. And let's do this. Quick aside, because
sure.
There's a lot to say. Do you actually think that the right thing for the Giants to do was to throw at Aaron Judge in the first inning today?
Yes.
Like, for real now.
No, for
not,
real.
Not like, oh, this is sports radio.
No, for real.
And we're being fun.
For real.
And we're you actually think the Giants should throw the baseball at Aaron Judge today?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Let me ask you a question before I answer that.
Okay.
Do you think the right thing to do was to throw him a strike?
Well, I mean, Logan missed a spot.
Yeah,
I mean,
Logan missed a spot.
I mean, the right
what
thing.
What happened when Logan missed a spot?
He didn't get him out. He was trying to get him out. Like,
yeah.
He struck him out the second time he came up. I mean, there has to be some sort of in between and allowance for that. Like, there
right.
are more than two outcomes. It's not hit Aaron or Aaron hits it over the fence.
You know what the in between is?
There are an infinite number.
Oh, don't even get me started with this
infinite
guy.
Number of outcomes.
Okay.
He's already on my list. On my hit
Let's
list.
Let's hear it. Let's go. Come on. I want to hear it. I'm here for it tonight.
You know what the in-between is? It's in between his shoulder blade and his hip bone.
No, but why?
That's the in-between.
But why?
Because he clowned you as an organization.
Oh, see.
He embarrassed your president of baseball ops.
That's such a joke.
He dragged your fan base through the mud. Fine.
That's
a joke. You may not agree. And you and I went to Linden thinking that, oh,
he actually did something wrong by choosing to stay with the Yankees?
He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, but
what
why
he
would
did,
you dot him?
you would dot him because of, well, like, of what he did to your fan base.
Okay, let's hear 888-957-9570.
Let's throw him a strike. Let's throw him a cookie.
Were the Giants supposed to hit Aaron Judge today? Here's what I would say. Here's what I want to rant about today. The Giants made all kinds of mistakes today, but none of them had to do with the ball game. Okay?
Oh, they had a lot to do with the ball game.
No. They got it shoved up.
They cannot hit.
They got it shoved up their rear by Garrett Cole. They looked awful, and it was one of 162, and I'm going to need more before I go there. But here's where I will go.
On pace to score zero runs this year.
They are. And on pace to, what's 16 times 162? What's 16? Hang on, I got my
times 162.
16.
I'll tell you right now, it's 162 times 6 times 162, which is 972.
I got there quicker.
It's 23. It's 2362.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's 2592.
I was close.
They are
Mr. Calculator.
I mean, my dad's a math teacher, and I never understood this.
Son of a math teacher.
No, I used to, and you know how kids, like, you poke at the adults a little bit, and I'd sit there at the dinner table and be like, why do you make kids take the test without the calculator? Why do you have to take the test? Well, because you need to know how to do it.
School is different than grammar
but
school.
I going to be out in life where I need, right? Like I'm doing taxes and some accountant's going to break into my house. Not allowed to do it with a calculator.
What's 8 times 7?
You need to do it with your brain. No, I'm going to do it with a calculator. Anyway, quick aside. There we go. This is what actually bothered me about the Giants today. The Giants seem to have lost their heart. The Giants have lost their ability to be human. I think that
shout out the Tin Man.
Every fan is feeling that. Do you feel a connection with the organization right now? Do you feel seen? Do you feel heard? Is it the $9 beer? Or are you just feeling sort of a disconnect? Here's why I think you're feeling a disconnect. You're feeling a disconnect because the entire organization is disconnected. Now, does the 26th spot on the roster matter? Maybe it doesn't matter to you. But let me tell you something that would matter to you in your job. If you worked your butt off and you worked up the chain within an organization and everyone's telling you, hey, that next job, that next opportunity, it's going to be yours. There's going to be an opening, and you've done the work, and you've shown that you're effective in your job, and this company will reward you. And you work your way up, and that moment comes. The day comes when you are supposed to be rewarded. And the company looks at you and goes, yeah, you're going to be rewarded. You're going to be rewarded. And then at midnight,
right,
the day before they reward you, to go hire someone from 7 states away and send you right back to your cubicle without a raise. Bryce Johnson deserved to be on this team. If you wanted to send him down Saturday, send him down. But he hit .310 in spring training, his slash line well north of .800, and led all of Major League Baseball.
Spring training slash? Is that what we're doing?
Led all of Major League Baseball by going 12 for 12 in stolen bases. Mm. And is a switch-hitting outfielder. So I don't care who the Yankees and White Sox are going to throw at you in terms of pitchers.
Yeah.
He hits from both sides. And then you acquire Matt Beatty for cash considerations?
The Matt Beatty.
On opening day eve? Because you know him from your days with the Dodgers?
Uh-oh.
You do that?
Are you criticizing Farhan?
You do that?
For already backfilling his roster?
Like, this isn't the problem. It's Bryce Johnson and Matt Beatty. This is emblematic of the bigger issue with the San Francisco Giants right now. Y'all have lost your human side. You're just completely disconnected, and it's why the fans, and by the way, a lot of employees, feel the way they do right now. The players see that. That's their brother, man. That's their brother. That is a clubhouse dynamic, and players do not like that. when they watch you not reward people who deserve to be rewarded. That's the problem. 5-0.
Whatever,
you
dude.
Figure it's, that out. What do you mean, I, whatever?
You and I are in...
Really?
You and I are in different camps.
Of all human
the
beings
problem,
I know... Hold on. Of all human beings
right.
I know, you, Grinder Dibley...
Yes.
You should... You should identify with what I'm saying right now.
I do, but here's the way I look at it, because... To me, the bigger issue is what happened with Wisely and his family, because Brett Wisely was going to be on the team, and so his family was flying out to New York to see him in his debut, and then Wisely got sent down, and then Wisely got recalled.
Same thing!
No,
it's the same
but it's
subject.
A bigger issue with Wisely to me, because Wisely was going to actually make his debut, and it was going to be a cool thing for his family, and so... They didn't actually have Wisely up, and then he's down, and then he's back up. This is your guy, Farhan Zaidi, and what he does with the compost pile that is the Giants' 40-man roster. The bigger issue is the fact that you started the season, and you faced a guy who basically gave you double middle fingers, and you threw him a strike, and he hit a home run. That's the biggest issue to me. As a Giants fan,
that's interesting. Talk about micromanaging.
Aaron Judge played you. Aaron Judge played you like a fiddle. Aaron Judge came out here. Aaron Judge coaxed you into getting his own team to give him $100 million more than what you wanted to offer. Aaron Judge played you like a clown. And then you faced him for the first time, and what did you do? Here you go, Aaron. Here's a cookie. Hit a home run against us because you got us in January. Go ahead and get us in March, too, AJ.
It's super fascinating that you're offended by that. What you just described.
Oh, I'm not offended. It just shows you. No, it shows you where this organization is in terms of its toughness.
What you just described was every free agent ever in every sport.
No, not true.
Completely true.
Aaron Judge, they were all in on Aaron Judge. And then Aaron Judge said, oh, I'm staying in New York. And the Giants had egg on their face, whether or not you agree or not.
No, of course they didn't.
They did. What do the fan base think, Mark?
Dibs.
What do the fans think? Forget you and Farhan.
Dibs.
What do the fans think? The fans think that they got clowned.
Call it up. But that's ridiculous.
I've got many fans who've texted me already today saying,
but that's ridiculous.
Of all the things, of all the ways to start the year.
You want to throw the ball at a guy because he's a free agent and didn't choose you?
Just once.
Do you understand the slippery slope you're asking for?
Well, so now it's better to throw him a strike that he can hit over the fence.
Dibs, you're trying to get him out. You're telling me that every free agent that doesn't choose you now clowned you and we should throw at you?
There was one free agent that didn't choose
them.
No,
there was not. They went after tons of free agents.
Not like they went
after him. Absolutely. Should they dot... what's his name in Chicago? The guy that...
Seiya Suzuki?
Were they supposed to dot him last year?
No, Seiya Suzuki. You didn't covet him the way you coveted Aaron Judge.
Yes, they did. They put a huge offer in front of him.
Suzuki had the opportunity to sign. And Seiya Suzuki said, you know what? Your homeless situation's a problem. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
You went two shells deep for Aaron Judge, and he played you, and he drew you in, and he drew you in, and he drew the fans in, more importantly, and he said, I'm staying in New York. And then you face him
in the
first inning.
What did Aaron do?
You faced him in the first inning.
What did he do?
And you threw him a cookie, and he hit it over the fence.
This is one of the wildest takes I've ever
heard.
You
think I'm alone?
I don't care if you're alone. It's a ridiculous take.
It's Giants fans, bro.
It's a free agent who chose elsewhere. That's it. That's all it is. He drew the fans in. How?
Oh, the team drew the fans in. The team made it seem like we're going to get Aaron Judge.
Play the sound.
We're going.
Play the sound.
I don't need to play the sound,
Mark.
How
did they do
that? Because your GM, your president of baseball ops, doesn't speak.
He didn't
speak when they balked on Carlos Correa, and he didn't speak when they missed out on Aaron Judge.
I don't argue about this. This is in the weeds.
It's not an argument. I mean, you and I have a different approach.
It's wild to me.
You want
to
throw him a strike.
No, I want to get him out.
I want to hit him.
I want to get him out.
But they didn't get him out.
Yeah, but that's just
he hit one 415.
That's your anger. What does that do?
No, it's no anger.
Puts him at first base. What does that do?
Well, he's not going to steal.
I don't even know what that does. What does it do?
It makes the Giants fan base feels good.
Okay. So that's
does it not?
So that's what we're doing here. Giants baseball, let's get into our anger.
What's their motto this year?
I just like...
Their slogan is, hey, Giants baseball, we're not boring.
Well, actually, speaking of their slogan...
I want to get into
this is the other mistake that the Giants made before the game even started today. Check this out. You want to talk about marketing that, in my opinion, really went awry. I want you to listen closely to this campaign that the Giants posted on social media yesterday. Listen closely for the word that you, the fan, are peppered with. Take a listen.
Baseball is boring. Nah, man, you just gotta look closer. There's nothing like that first crack of the echo through the park, or the splash of the 97 splash hit. Nothing like throwing back a beer from Murph's with garlic fries and a side of double sundae shortstop double play. Boring. This is boring. Not. What's boring about watching Duvall warm up close, rolling with Carl up back, or getting caught in Logan's web? And the slides? So many slides.
Safe!
Wake up! You could be locking eyes with Lou, or that jaw, or making that. Broken, crazy crabs eaten, twins twinning, hair flowing, merch dropping, bubbles popping, kayaks crashing, gigantes chanting, bobbleheads bouncing. This isn't just baseball. This is Giants baseball, and there's nothing like it.
I'm not a huge marketing professional. I think what we do is related to it. I have tons of friends who do this stuff for a living. I really think that if you're marketing an entertainment product, you market it by telling everybody about your entertainment. The word boring is used four times in a 1 minute marketing campaign. That is a mistake. You're basically going to the fans and saying, I know you think we're boring, but let me convince you otherwise. So instead of, I'm going to get you excited about our product. Instead of that, you're essentially trying to convince them that their current feeling is wrong, which also means you're giving into the idea that, hey, you've already decided we're boring. You know what? There's a lot of people who haven't. There are a lot of people, especially when you haven't even played yet. We haven't seen you yet. We have not seen you yet. So why are you already giving in to the idea that we're boring?
Right.
That is the lead. Marketing 101 mistake, in my opinion.
To say what you're not. And then, by the way, when you talk about all the reasons why you're not boring, and you talk about a mascot and a slide and a sandwich and a view and kayaks and all the other things that aren't baseball, how about you, I don't know, promote your baseball product? Talk to me about David VR and Joey Bart, your great young catcher, and Blake Sable, who can play left, and he can catch, and Logan Webb, who is willing to throw strikes to stars on other teams. That's not boring.
It's interesting that you mentioned VR and Bart, who weren't even in the lineup.
Neither one?
So we're told, now I don't know what we were told about Bart. I mean, Bart is heading for James Wiseman and Trey Lanceville, which is major draft pick, who you're showing us with your behavior that you're just not that into him. But David VR, you spent all spring saying this is our third baseman, and then the word from the beat writers today was, oh, yeah, no, he's still the main third baseman. But he runs kind of hot, apparently. Like, this was the word. Wilmer Flores is more chill than VR.
Ow.
So he could handle the Gerrit Cole New York Yankee vibe maybe a little bit better than David VR, so that's why he's in the lineup today.
0-3.
Are you kidding?
Right.
Wait a minute. You're a baseball player, and you don't want to play in front of standing fans at Yankee Stadium on opening day?
Right.
Or you can't handle that? I mean, the other thing is, like, I don't know, it's the opening day lineup. Like, I still believe that that's a thing. So, in other words, put your analytics aside for a second. Don't you do this on opening day? Who are our guys? If this is your position,
yeah,
and I know the Giants and most teams don't do your position anymore. We've got 17 people who can catch. Great.
Great.
Who's your main dude? Put him in the game on opening day. put him in the game. I don't care if he's hitting 220 against Cole and someone else is hitting 225. Just, it's opening day. Show your fans, these are our guys. This is who we're going to feature in each of these positions this year. Rock and roll. It's opening day.
For opening day.
For opening day.
Opening day. This is
That's still something to
this
me.
This is my nine. And maybe it's because you and I are both a little bit older and it's antiquated, but you want to talk about baseball is not boring and their big campaign. Well, this game, even though it was only 2 hours and 32 minutes, this game was an example of why baseball actually is kind of boring. You had 32 strikeouts between the two teams. You had a grand total of 51 outs. 32 of them were not on balls that were put in play. The Giants had four hits. All four were singles. Cute little line drives. Other than that, this game featured two home runs, and it featured a base hit and a sack fly, and that was it. Other than that, it was a lot of pitcher, catcher, umpire. That's a problem.
I don't know if baseball players are going to need to be untrained, but the shift is not there anymore. So the idea was, well, now you can hit the ball through the holes again in the infield. But for 5 years, baseball players have been trained for the three outcomes.
Thank you.
Strikeout, walk, home run, and swing for the fences. And even though there's no shift, did the hitters look any different to you? What did we get? We got a couple of home runs and a ton of strikeouts.
Yeah.
And the Giants' only base runners early on were walks. That's all we got again.
Three walks, four hits for the Giants. It's seven base runners.
It's Little League. It's Little League. That's all it is. If you've got baseball players, and I do, I coach a team that is a bunch of nine-year-olds.
How you guys doing?
We're 1-1-1. Thank you for asking.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're 1-1-1 with a rainout. We're 1-1-1-1.
1-1-1-1.
If rainout was a column.
Nice.
Yeah, we got one win. We got one loss. We got one tie.
The tie.
I mean, we've got to
go
home.
So Little League.
Yeah, you got to go home, man.
It's getting dark.
2 hours, it's dark.
Let's
go home.
Let's go home.
It's another. The other two teams are in the stands. They're waiting to take the field.
Right.
We out. It was a 0-0 tie, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Way more entertaining than today.
You're so Gabe Kapler. You really are.
I had to play the percentages.
Totally.
No, actually, it was an incredible.
0-0?
0-0. And I think in the fourth or fifth inning, kind of the moment of the game, let's just say one of our players who is not the most athletic guy on our team was out in left field. Other team had runner at first and I think one out, and one of their great players, I mean, he got into one. And these are nine-year-olds. You hit a fly ball to the outfield, it's a home run.
It's extra like, bases.
Oh my gosh, you can run forever.
It's a 1 in 10 chance that little Timmy makes the play.
Little Timmy, and that's not his name.
It's fine. It is for the bit.
The glove went up.
No.
The head never moved.
No.
The ball went in the glove.
It stayed in the glove?
The place went bananas.
Oh, my God.
0-0 tie. Ball game. Ball game. Nobody ever came close to scoring ever again. It was hilarious.
It was all coaching.
Completely. Totally. I took a total lap, and the kids carried me off the field. So I want
all
to know,
nine of them.
Do they need to be untrained? Because y'all are still swinging the bat, at least today, the same way you are when the shift is in there. Now, listen, I'm going to give the pot. Two aces were thrown today.
Sure.
Gerrit Cole is a great.
Well, one ace.
Well, Logan is.
And one best pitcher for another team.
Fine. If you want to. Is
Logan
Webb.
He's no Gerrit Cole.
Is he actually a two who's hiding as a one?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
He's
no Gerrit Cole.
These are very good pitchers.
Gerrit Cole is nasty. Shout out Janet Jackson.
Is Gerrit Cole. What's the contract on Gerrit Cole?
Dude, filthy.
Yeah, no, but what's the contract?
Like, it's probably $225 million for 5 years.
He is paid to be an absolute ace. And so
paid to be a guy who throws 100 miles an hour.
9 years, $324 million.
Yes.
That's what Gerrit Cole's being paid.
He is him.
So if he shoved it up your wahoo, then okay. Then that's fine. I'm not going to go crazy yet on the Giants' inability to hit, because as we were joking about earlier, the Yankees actually struck out at a higher clip than the Giants did today.
Yeah, they sure did.
They had 16 strikeouts in 8 innings.
God.
The Giants took 9 innings to get 16 strikeouts. But man,
there's a victory.
32 strikeouts? It's not good. It's not good.
No, and even though it's better that that happened, 32 strikeouts in 2 hours and 33, as opposed to 3 hours and 3, I'll give you that, because the action or the lack of action was happening in a much more rapid clip. But this, to me, is baseball's ultimate problem. Pitchers are too much better than the average hitter. Even if it's like mediocre pitchers, because if you have a mediocre starter, and Logan Webb is not that. He's a great starter, and he made two mistakes. His one mistake was not throwing it at Aaron Judge, and you and I can debate about that, and we will all year long.
It's also Logan Webb. If you threw it at Aaron, Aaron would have gotten out of the way.
He threw it at his face. Let's go.
You're such
dude.
A whack job.
You got a
sometimes.
Manager with tattoos on his knuckles, but we are going to pitch him away.
I love it.
Act like you have tattoos on your hands.
Act like you have tattoos.
Let's go, tough guy.
Once again.
I have a perfectly groomed beard, and I'm sculpted, but we will pitch away because it's the gentlemanly
and
thing to do.
And sometimes can execute an over-easy egg.
Dude.
This is who he is.
I know you,
and I know that only 1% of what you're saying is you trying to poke the bear. You actually think what you're saying.
I do.
Which is crazy to me. I'll never understand it. I don't even know what hitting Aaron would do. Why would that make you feel better? He'll be over at first base.
So good.
Why?
Because he basically gave you
baseball play.
He came to San Francisco duped you into it, and he gave you double middle fingers.
So offensive that he took a visit.
He
took a visit.
He duped you.
All right, look, we're streaming on YouTube, and it's hot and heavy over there, so get on over there. Head to youtube.com/957thegame. You can watch us live. You can see how red Dibs gets when we do this. Everything going on inside the studio. Like and subscribe for all of the 957 The Game content right here on YouTube. But we're taking your calls next, so dive on in. 888-957-9570. The opener is in the books and was not a good advertisement. This is Willard and Dibs.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls on all of this. Certainly different things that that grab attention today. It's sort of a three-pronged deal if you look at me. There's the game itself, which was not a good advertisement for the Giants, but it's one baseball game, we'll see. There's the way they handled Aaron Judge, which in my opinion, just me, I can't even believe we're having this conversation. If you know in baseball why managers, clubhouses, or teams, why they throw at one another during the games, if the Giants had dotted Aaron Judge today, that would have been the first time in the history of any sport that someone got attacked for a free agency decision. I'm just throwing that out there. This is the same city that welcomed Kevin Durant in what was the craziest free agent move I've ever seen. And we defended him and we loved it. And now apparently we were made fools because Aaron Judge went somewhere else. In fact, he didn't go somewhere else. He simply stayed. I think that's absolutely bonkers, but I know a lot of you feel that way. Dibs, you do, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who agree with you. I don't even understand that. And then the third part is simply, I'm just saying, I don't even get it.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
The third part is the way the Giants are handling their own. And that, I think...
Well, that is no surprise.
But it's the biggest deal of the three, if you ask me.
I disagree.
The other two are both in-the-moment things. One was a baseball game. The other one was an at-bat. This...
Okay, a baseball game.
Yeah.
You got shown by a team that's actually really, really good that you aren't very good. So that, to me, is a big, dramatic thing. And it doesn't mean the season's over.
It's a baseball game.
A really good team that's a favorite, they basically shoved it.
Yeah.
You got four hits. You got four singles and did not score a run opening day.
They looked awful.
So that's a big thing.
But it's a baseball game.
Number two,
right? So,
you had a free agent who basically came to your town for the sole reason to get more money from the team that he really wanted to go to. And this is my opinion.
Why is that offensive? That's every free agent.
It's offensive because you were the team that was holding the bag. You were the team that allowed him to come to your town. The Dodgers didn't do it.
Oh, the Padres also?
The Padres didn't do it.
Yes, they did.
He didn't go to San Diego.
Yes, he did.
He didn't go to Arizona. He didn't go to Seattle. He didn't go to Colorado. He didn't go to either Chicago. He didn't go to Texas. He didn't go to Florida. He came here. And he duped Farhan Zaidi and company. This is my opinion. And this is why I'm offended. You asked me
this
why.
It's wild.
No, it's you could think it's wild all you want.
But you got to comp it to something,
Dips. And then you threw him a strike.
You got to comp it to something.
I don't have to comp it to anything.
Sure you do.
You know what I have to comp it to?
It's hypocritical if
all
you don't comp it to
something.
All I have
to comp it to is the 0-1 pitch that they threw him that was a strike that was in his hot zone and he hit it over the center field fence.
He flew all the way to the meetings to meet with San Diego. He flew all the way to the meetings to meet with the Padres.
In order, after the Giants had already been all in, they had been two cups deep.
Right.
So whatever, you and I can be on different sides of it.
No,
Bottom line is, you're not on your own side. You threw him a strike. I'm not on my own side.
You're not on your own side.
Many people are with me. Many Giants fans.
Who cares? That has nothing to do with anything. The point
is, who cares what you think?
Well, great. Who cares what I think?
Well, if you don't care what I think, then I don't care what you think. That's what you're saying.
We're moving on. I didn't say that. I said, who cares how many? I don't care what the number of people on any side are. I'm talking about the fact that, are you saying that anytime a free agent meets with you and then doesn't sign with you, they clowned you? We got to keep it real, Dibs. We got to come after these people because they met with us and then they didn't sign with us.
When it happens like this, yes.
Is that what you're saying?
In this case,
that's wild.
Not any free agent. When it turns out he never was going to leave New York, and when you thought that you had a chance to get him, and you brought him in, and you wooed him, and you brought Richie Aurelia in, and you brought everyone in, and you pitched him, he came here with one thing in mind. I'm going to get an extra $100 million from New York. I'm going to play you.
It's called business.
They got played. Yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Oakland.
They got played.
John, hey.
And then you threw him a strike, and he hit a home run against you, so you got played
Aaron
twice.
Aaron Judge had a homer. What a wild development. Hey, John, what are you doing? Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs. How are you?
How you doing, fellas?
We good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm just calling to say, man, give the Giants a break, man. Their boring problem is not a Giants problem. It's a baseball problem, man. Bear with me for a second. Basketball and football have evolved. It used to be a time where a running quarterback, a side-to-side linebacker, a pass-catching running back were not top priorities. You know, and if you had that skill set, you either switch position or you wouldn't play baseball. Same in basketball. It was always back to the basket. So now, everybody needs to shoot. Everybody needs to switch and guard. If you had that skill set 30 years ago, you had to change position or go play baseball. The best athletes don't play baseball anymore because baseball has not evolved. If anything, it's regressed. These other sports have taken these players and allowing them to play these positions, which has elevated their game, not to mention it's great to gamble on football. But baseball has done none of that. If anything, instead of it's totally boring, especially when it's not the best athletes playing that game. Boxing is the same way. The sport needs to evolve, and if it doesn't, it's going to fall by the wayside, man. Basketball and football have accepted how the athletes have gotten bigger, faster, and stronger, and incorporated them into their sport. So it's a better game now, you know, whereas baseball has not done that. They sit around waiting for things to happen, and they're changing rules. They're doing everything but doing what they need to do to attract the best athletes.
Well,
you know, baseball knows that.
John, I can agree with you, but also I don't know that that is the most specific problem. Because let's say all that baseball got was all the B-level athletes. Well, if the B-level athletes are all playing against one another, then how would you even notice? Do you know what I mean? They should all still be at an even level. The best baseball players are still playing Major League Baseball. I don't think the lack of players is the problem. Look, Shohei Ohtani is Exhibit A. We could make the case that the most amazing thing that has ever happened to baseball is happening right now as an individual player. The issue to me, you talked a lot about sort of the lack of awareness. For me, it's an extension of that, and it's why I sort of am hot about what the Giants did to Brett Wisely and Bryce Johnson last night, is because baseball has lost its ability to be human. It's lost its ability to connect with the fans. That's really what we're talking about. We are talking about you. We are talking about me. Dibs, we're talking about you.
Sure.
We're talking about the ability of a baseball fan to be connected to its team.
Right.
And when their marketing pitch is to come out and be like, look, I know you're bored, but hear us out. That's not compelling. That's not a compelling way to start a season. The Giants' marketing pitch literally starts with video of a fan in the stands yawning. That is the first introduction to the season. And I know they thought it would be fun and funny. I don't think you acknowledge things that way. Right now, you got a baseball team, and a lot of cities do, that essentially it's like, man, if a player goes off the field injured, you wonder if their first thought isn't like robotically, okay, how do we replace that with the best analytics later in the game? There's nothing connected between the team and the fans right now, and I think that's why everyone's feeling the way they are. I think it's why you feel the way you feel. I don't think that the Aaron Judge thing, it's actually garden variety. It's not a big deal.
It's more than garden variety.
But you're angry at the Giants for so many things.
Yes.
And that's the trigger.
Because
it's the lead story.
I'm angry at the Giants for a number of reasons. You're right. And part of it is the fact that last year they had 65 different players play on their team. So if you want to talk about connectivity, we can talk about connectivity. Because back when we were kids, you would have a Giants team where it was a 25-man roster, and over the course of the year, you might have 30 or 35 guys play over the course of a year. There were injuries. Hey, maybe a September call-up. Remember that? Remember when September call-ups were actually a thing? And now I'm sure they're making a roster move right now. Somebody's getting sent down because they have options, and someone else is coming up because they don't have options, or they do have options, and they have a righty because they want to face a lefty, or they have a lefty because they want to face a righty, and all the rest of it. So in terms of connectivity, this Giants team has taken it way beyond the pale in terms of, can I connect with this roster? Like, day to day, you don't even know who's on the 26-man roster.
Well, and I think we forget how that matters to the players themselves. Go to Michael Conforto's comment 2 days ago. Conforto said, this team reminds me of what I played against in 2021. Really good team, but it was a bunch of guys who had something to prove. Okay, so let's bring that now to the clubhouse. You're a bunch of individuals. None of you know if you're going to be here next year. You all feel disenfranchised. And while you're here, more than half of you are going to get taxi squatted over the next 4 months. How do you foster a workplace environment? How do you foster team chemistry when this is what you're doing to people? In, out, up, down, earn your spot, too bad someone else became available in Kansas City. I don't get the sense that these dudes are happy. I don't get the sense that people who work for the Giants, workplace morale, I don't get the sense that it's good. And it all filters down from the top. Doug in Mill Valley next up. Hey, Doug, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I would say, the same thing, because I can't you know, Farhane and Kapler, they're second rate as far as I'm concerned. Look what Kapler did, or rather, look what Farhane did with Lostella. He signed him to a 3-year contract. He was a total bust. And now he signed Haniger, and he hasn't even played yet, $40-something million. Wow, he hit 243 and 11 home runs. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? And I think Gibbs is wrong on, you know, it's, they got to start at the top, and starting at the top is general manager and manager. And they, set, they don't set any thing for me that is impressive. I, the Giants are a joke.
Well, I, first of all, the Haniger thing, I mean, we're one game in, and the guy's hurt.
When's he due back? May soon. 1st?
No, it was retroactive 10 days till March 27th. Yeah, right. He's probably going to play in about a week, week and a half.
Good.
So,
and then someone will get, you know, optioned down, and somebody else will get optioned up. And I think that that's a greater point in terms of, like, the roster shuffle. It does make it hard to really, like, latch on to any player. Like, right now, if you're a casual fan and you look at the team today, Joc Pederson, okay, Wilmer Flores.
Look terrible.
Brandon Crawford. But in terms of, like, Giants that you know who are actually Giants, and that's about it. I mean, Logan Webb, and he's your quote-unquote ace, and I like Logan.
By the way,
he's a good pitcher.
Did Brebbia shave his beard? Is that what I saw out there? Talk about recognizing players. Mm. I had no idea what that dude's face looked like. I'm like, who is this guy that they brought out of the bullpen? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Brebbia.
And which Rogers pitched? The righty or the lefty? Which of the twins threw?
Did they,
the submariner or the lefty?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
It was Tyler, I think.
Was it?
Boy, that's a great question.
Yeah. Yeah, I had kind of dialed out by then. It was lunchtime. I was cooking.
I get that.
I was cooking chicken.
Yeah, you did ask me not to text you between 10 and 1, and I had to text you when I did, when Aaron Judge hit a home run, and I believe I said that's why Kapler's cowardice with a K.
Oh, yeah, but I always look at those texts, and I'm like, oh, he's just texting. He's just being devil's advocate. I didn't take that as real. I now realize I was wrong.
Oh, it was real. Would it have been better for Aaron Judge to get first base or touch them all?
It's such an unfair question, because you're acting like
Fair question.
It's not. You're acting like it's the only thing that can happen if
that
you pitch
to a guy.
That
was the game-winning moment.
Yeah, it turned out it was.
You lose, Giants. You're on pace to lose 162.
Which in the first inning, they clearly knew when they went down 1-0, the game was automatically over.
You gave them a cookie.
I got to say,
good God.
I am on Team Dibs here for a strange reason. I was on the no-run first inning bet,
I love a nerfy bet.
If you bet it, that's different. You're allowed to have bad opinions if it's because you lost a bet. Absolutely. I had the opinion last week. Remember, what was the college game where the kid threw up the ball at half court? It was one of Gonzaga's wins. Gonzaga's second or third win
TCU?
In the tournament. Yes, it was TCU.
God, that was awful.
Remember when Gonzaga was -4.5 and they hit two free throws with 1 second left to go up by 6.
And then
they rolled the ball.
Yeah.
I was like, moratorium on shooting the ball with 1 second left. When you're down by more than one possession, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. That was my opinion last week, because lost a bet. So you're allowed to have a bad opinion. Did you lose a bet on Aaron Judge?
No.
Okay, then you just have a bad opinion.
No. It's an accurate opinion. No, it's an opinion I gave you.
Can't be accurate.
In January, and I told you after.
I thought you were kidding last 3 months.
We went to Linden, we did a show, and we thought, Aaron Judge is going to be a Giant. You had me all in because Farhan, he's going to spend a lot of money.
Now we're
going
to blame me.
I'm blaming you.
Don't make me
told me Farhan was going to, he's going to bring in a high price free agent.
Linden was your idea, and
it was a great idea.
Did bring in a high price
free
agent.
Farhan went 0-for-2.
And then the guy failed his physical.
He fouled the ball into the catcher's mitt. Hey. That's on you. That's on Farhan.
On me.
That's on Pete Patilla. And that's on one of your various Johnsons. Thank you. And those guys are both on your ledger.
Yeah, that's what I'm mad at. We need Bryce Johnson, because we need a Johnson in the organization
who's
not funding Bobert and Taylor Green. Anyway, Javier in Oakland. Hey, Javier, what are you doing?
Hey, guys. I think, in general, baseball has lost a major connection with its fans. I mean, you look at it with the technology nowadays. Why do they not have the automatic strike zone? Why is it that, as a fan, you have to sit there and watch on TV as some umpire is calling balls, you know, 1, 2, 3 feet outside of the strike zone as a strike? You know, baseball, I think the pitch clock is a step in the right direction, but they got to go further. They really, really need to revamp the game, do better about marketing their players, do better about marketing their stars, and update the rules with the technology nowadays to really make the game just flow better and make it just more, you know, fan-friendly. I mean, like I said, as a fan, do you really want to see umpires making those terrible calls?
No. No, and it's an interesting thought, actually, here, Javier. First thing I'll say is what you're asking for is coming. It's inevitable at this point.
Yep.
Robo-umps are coming for balls and strikes. I guess the only thing I can compare this to right now would be tennis. Tennis years ago, and I don't even know if anybody watches tennis anymore, but when you serve the ball into the box on tennis, that used to be something that the chair umpire and the
line judges,
line judges would call. Now, the ball's being hit 120 miles an hour, asking people on the line to say if it was in or out. And then they changed it to this thing called Cyclops, and now it is all done by computers. And I don't think that ruined the game by any stretch. It is kind of fascinating that balls and strikes are something that they're a math equation. They're fact or fiction. Pass interference, that's a judgment. But you have a box, in theory.
In theory.
In theory.
Balls and strikes are not quite a math equation, more so than pass interference.
You do have a box. It's invisible, but you have a box.
But is the box different based on the batter and the batter's stance?
Yes.
Right. So that box would need to be a malleable, movable box.
No problem. Well, like, it's 2023. I'm pretty sure we can do that.
No, I'm with you. And the thing about tennis is that box is actually cemented on the court. Other than the Earth's movement and the rotational gravitational pull, that thing is...
Which can be strong.
It can be.
I mean, we're all still here. It's pretty
amazing. Totally. It's wild when you think about it.
Yeah.
But in terms of that rectangle, that's an actual thing. The baseball box is different, but I'm with you. It's coming.
It's definitely coming, and you sort of wonder, is there anything lost in that other than the romance of the umpire? And I know that not all people will be like, romance of the umpire.
And you know I love umpires and referees. I'm over the romance of the umpire.
Yeah, but it's just a visual. It's a visual that we're going to have to really, really get used to. Did you have any trouble getting used to the clock today? Did that, like, in any way feel different or disruptive?
Well, they didn't have it on the screen, so I wasn't able to actually see
it. It was broken. I don't know if you know. Did you hear Kruko say that?
I actually heard that.
NBC Sports Bay Area's clock that's supposed to be on the score, the visual score piece on TV, wasn't working. And then they got it working, but it would only go down to 10 seconds.
Right.
And then it stopped.
It's funny because I had the great people from Tyndall HVAC out today because we're getting a new furnace and a new air conditioning unit. And so they're working, they're talking, and the great people from Tyndall are doing their thing. And so I had it on mute, and I saw the umpire immediately go ball three. And it was a full count in the second inning. And I was like, oh, was that a pitch clock thing? So I paused it and I went back and I told the guys from Tyndall, hold on a minute, you know, put your wrenches away, put your drills and all the rest of the doohickeys away. I need to find this out. And I put the sound on and it turns out that they were saying, hey, our clock is not showing up on the screen. And so I thought, oh, it was an actual ball three.
It was a ball three. There wasn't a...
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The only, and tell me if I missed one. I think there was only one pitch clock ball or strike awarded today that I can remember. J.D. Davis, late in the game, got strike one because he wasn't in the box on time to start the at-bat.
What's in the box?
Right, not J.D. So, no, he wasn't there. He didn't get in the box. So he was already, by the way, especially with this clock, when that happens.
Clock.
Good Lord, it turns into a quick at-bat. Like, you're walking to the plate. And the ump's like, strike one. And you're like, I'm not even here yet. Then the clock starts again. So he gets your butt in the box. He gets in the box. Pitcher throws strike two. He's like, I've been here for 3 seconds, and the count's 0-2. And then he fouled one off, and then see you later.
See you later,
I was like, he's only been at home plate for 22 like seconds, and he's
seriously?
Out. That was amazing. All right. Let's see. Do we... No, let's...
Sure?
Yeah, no, let's wait. Let's wait.
All right.
We want to get to everybody today.
I love it. Let's do it.
888-957-9570. Steve Kerr is on the show today. That's coming up in a couple of hours. Can't wait to talk to Steve. And we do have plenty of Warrior stuff to get to. But opening day in the books. And I would venture to guess it went about as poorly as it could go. Is that a fair statement? Like, no disaster. The Giants are 0-1. But visually... And didn't that go about as bad as it could go?
Awful.
Don't you think?
Your ace got lit up. Your number one.
That's too strong of a phrase.
He gave up 2 home runs. He gave up 11 all last year.
He struck out 12.
He's on pace to give up 64 home runs this year.
He went 6 innings, gave up 4 runs, and 2 of them were after he left.
He got his fits
That's
lit.
That's not getting lit up.
He got lit up.
Stop.
Your ace
You're
got lit up.
So over the top.
Your ace got lit up. Your free agent dream boy went yard on you.
He did.
And you got 4 cute little singles.
They were adorable.
Disaster.
They were adorable, those hits.
I'm glad I didn't bet the over at 80.5.
No. It's over. No. I did throw a couple bucks on the Giants just to win because I'm like, you know, they're like plus like $4 billion.
This morning so I woke up.
$2
and
on.
I was thinking about you.
I knew they were going to lose.
I'm like, I'm betting the over at 80.5 wins. I'm going to bang the over this morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about that. What are you? Oh, you're off that because they lost a game?
Off it. It's okay. Over.
All right.
It's under.
All right. It is. Hey, you know who we're presented by?
Is it Fremont Bank? Full service banking? No compromises?
You gotta stop saying it like a question. Be more firm with your 3-2.
It's Fremont Bank, Mark. Full service banking. No compromises.
There you go. All right. No compromises.
None.
Could be the name of our show. More of your calls next here on Willard and Dibs.
What do you do?
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.